And may God forgive us. M-Train have mercy. Cries that were loud did come from the crowd when they took our Savior away. Things that were profound did come from the sound that they heard when the radio played. They say the tones, they are tied to our faith in thee, but the tones are far away. Our hearts and our souls, they are tied to our bones, but our bones, they are made. Clay.
And gay.
Welcome. Welcome to the podcast, you fucking cowards, you stoats, you fucking slut bitch motherfuckers. Tonight, we have a very... No, wait. First off, it's me, Jad S. Co-host of the podcast.
And the S stands for shit.
It stands for short penis. One that was seen by the multitudes, by the cruel American sluts.
True.
Of America. Especially in Brooklyn, New York.
You know, the greatest sluts in the world.
True. Let's get some music going. I agree.
You know, it's interesting how it's always me that has to be the one that does the music. It's always you that handles the... actually, no, it hasn't always been you.
I am the producer.
You're the producer. Oh,
the producer.
Wait, is this like a coup? Are you like my Saddam and I'm like the...
No, it's just that I...
I'm like, what was Saddam's predecessor?
Play some music. Saddam's, we have to issue threats, please.
I know he was like, hi, I'm the president of Iraq.
Yes, and he was.
Saddam was like, yes.
Listen, we're back, folks. It's the Apocalypse. We have zero guests today. We have a very special, guest. It's nobody. It's no one at all.
Nobody is special, yeah.
Tonight, we want to talk to you about loneliness. About feeling alone.
And about pills and what colors they are.
Sure. Pinks. Lavenders and blues.
Yeah. Purples. Check this
out. Pinks.
Sure. Red. Oh, no, not reds. Yeah.
Do you know how, like, sometimes you feel alone? Do you know how, like, sometimes there's no one there? Like sometimes.
Sometimes, Jed. Sometimes it does feel that way.
Yeah. Anytime. I want you Apocalypse listeners to know this. Because we know that most of you live in holes. Dug. Most of you live underneath basements.
If there's one thing you can say about the people who listen to the Apocalypse, whom I call the fuck swine.
Yeah, the fuck swine.
They carry shovels.
They carry shovels because they live where? Beneath Al-Ummah. They live below her, dude. The true listeners of the Apocalypse listen with their ear to the ground because so too is the rest of their body because they're buried.
What's the difference between Al-Ummah and Al-Arid?
Well, one is a mom and one is lame.
Oh, like Mother Earth?
Yes.
Oh.
Al-Ummah.
Oh, I love that. That's
you know,
that's
even Abu Huraya had an
like
Ummah.
The whole Islamic community that Abu Huraya was part of is like the Ummah.
Al-Ummah.
Ooh.
And he was
and
so
like
deep
Thurman.
In
dude.
I'm Ooh. Glad you brought her up.
Hang on.
Ummah Thurman.
Ooh.
Ummah Thurman.
Thurman. Thurman.
Folks. Alright, here's a question to all the Apocalypse listeners deep down in their holes and deep down in their, like, the parts under a tree where the roots grow.
It's too bad that the Viet Cong gave up, you know?
Because they would have been true fans of the Apocalypse.
Yeah, they would have listened so much to it.
Well, the thing is, they didn't give up, they won.
Now, I mean...
True.
There's, like, McDonald's and stuff. They should be, if anything, they should be...
Sha'aria. Their first mistake was communism.
First off, they need to convert to Islam. First thing. Yeah, listen, people...
Folks!
Hang on. All right. We tried. This is as far as we could go.
We tried to make it more than 2 minutes.
Listen, we like Winnie the Pooh and his friends, Tiger.
His Ahwen.
And Ahwen. Donkey. Are creatures of faith.
The Hakim, dude. The Mohandas donkey. Right?
The Mohandas?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that mean engineer?
Yeah. You know what engineer is? An old word for penis blacksmith. A man who could shape his penis into...
Oh.
What? The mournful tones.
Get the mic.
First of all, she hears sad Italians.
She's happy because she knows that somewhere Italians have been defeated and are sad.
This is a message to you, Rebel Rome. Sorry, alright. Play Elnar, dude. You can't move on.
You're right. I apologize. Dad, I apologize.
Folks, it's the Apocalypse. We have a sad dog made even sadder by Italian lament.
We have to make sure that the Apocalypse is much more homoerotic in the future.
True. Yeah. We had a half-gay guest last.
It's already extremely homoerotic. But dear listeners, folks, listen.
Our listeners in the Far East, you there in rebel Vietnam, you've turned your backs on true Sharia. You thought communism was the answer.
You've allowed McDonald's to infiltrate your country.
You've allowed McDonald's to come into your country. You've allowed McDonald's. Before then, you tried for capitalism, and it failed you.
Matam kafir.
Matam el kufar.
Hey, there we go. All right.
The big kufar, dude. It's the number one with cheese. Dude, you tried.
The Apocalypse teaches so much about different languages, you know?
Sacred learnings.
Like, do you guys know what the French word for shit is?
They do in Vietnam because they were cucked by them.
Left all our shit there.
Listen, Vietnam, you tried France. It fucked you over. And then you tried capitalism, and it sucked your dick clean off.
Yeah.
And then you tried communism.
And good job fucking both of them.
True. And then you tried capitalism, and it made your penis weak. The only path forward for you now, Rebel Vietnam, is...
Sharia!
Political Islam. You know how, like, you're tired of the left? You know how the left bores you?
Yeah, it's so boring.
You know how
it's not even funny.
Do you know how it, like, digs
but
into
you? You know what is funny, Jad?
Huh.
Islam.
Political Islam.
Especially
folks.
When it's very political. Antigrisme.
Sometimes.
Sia Islamia.
Sia Islamia.
And it rhymes. It's incredible. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's like how the Italians.
I felt a little bit of blood rush from my penis right there.
I
like the recognition. It's like that episode of The Simpsons when Bart realizes that he's Muslim.
Can I tell you, earlier tonight when I was performing stand-up comedy for nude New Yorkers, I wish for nothing more than for penis blood to rush to my penis and fill it and pool there and make me hang. Like who? The martyrs. Those who died half-cocked for God. They were killed, but their penises were impressive in the moment.
Speaking of stripping nude, you know that soon... Oh, listen, listeners, we have an announcement.
Lay on your bellies, you fucking stouts. Dig your penises into the earth. Use them
as shovels.
You might
be disappointed in us. Entering, have mercy.
Entering, bless us.
Christ's peace and blessings be upon him.
Yeah, this is us.
Yep. Listen, we here at the Apocalypse may have to reaffiliate ourselves with the Kufur, the
Radio
Horde,
Nazi,
known as
Radio Nazi
Radio
China.
Nazi China, Radio Free Brooklyn,
the Horde.
The project of, in many ways, we were talking about Southeast Asia earlier.
Wait, I have to address something before we move on.
I was just saying that Tom Penny is in many ways the Pol Pot of Radio Free Brooklyn.
He is, in that he lives in pots. He lives underneath them. He turns them
over.
And
then he has a pole.
Sure.
Which is very large.
For punishment and for interning. Mm-hmm. For probing. Let's talk about loneliness, because this is the first Apocalypse in a while where we've had how many guests? We've had no guests.
We have no guests.
We don't have... And also, we don't have Gretchen Dietz. She was killed. We don't have sweet Pete Eckenroth. He was also...
Do you know why Pete died?
Why?
Because he's driving.
Yeah.
And there was so much fucking cum in his balls.
He was full.
He saw like a little squirrel on the road.
Sweet Pete.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Sweet Pete. True, Sweet Pete.
And he swerved.
He swerved. Sweet Pete was
And then he burst.
We know.
Oh, God, Pete. Oh God!
Pat.
Please.
Pat, I know it hurts. I know Pete was your ice boy.
He is my ice boy.
I know he spread the cubes evenly.
Oh my god.
You know how sweet my Pete. Ice boy.
And you know that, like, parts of his body that weren't supposed to store semen were definitely storing semen?
Yes, his legs, like, and his back.
And oh, God! I can't believe Pete's dead! It's so fucked!
Pat, let me stop you there. Pat, let me stop you there. Pat, get a hold of yourself.
Oh, me.
Pat, you're braying like a donkey. Get yourself together. Sweet Pete is not dead. He's in Jannah. Do you think the enemies of the cast accomplished anything by forcing Sweet Pete to explode, but by forcing him to be filled with seed and to not spray it on some poor woman? Do you think they accomplished anything but sending him to Jannah?
Where he was always going to go. Think you've killed Pete. You've not. You've sent him to Jannah.
Enemies of the cast. Also, who else was killed? Jake Lipinski was torn apart by hogs.
Yeah.
The hogs got to Jake.
And for like a second, you know, as the hogs circled Jake him. Lipinski.
Because, you know, before they kill, they draw circled. A cruel circle.
They love, you know.
They draw the hog shape. Around him.
The religious symbol of the hog is the circle. Bullshit for 2 seconds. I'll be right back.
You piece of shit. You absolute bitch. Listen, you creatures. Jake Lipinski died tragically. He was circled by hogs. They taunted him. They snorted. They did. Anytime Jake Lipinski tried to look up and plead mercy and apologize to the pigs, they did. They snorted. And then he was torn. Jake Lipinski was killed by pigs.
That was some ex-junkie parkour right there.
Who else? Jared Abuentes Eschatouilla.
No, he's alive.
No, he's imprisoned. By the enemies of who?
Islam.
Jared Abuentes came on the cast at great personal risk to himself because he is a half-gay human being and thus a messenger to who? Allah. He's been imprisoned by enemies of the cast. Big Kufars, the Fetterman, has him now. You know the cruel Fetterman?
The Fetterman's doing stuff to him in his butt.
The Fetterman is moistening him. The Fetterman, you know before the Fetterman kills...
I would say that's accurate, John.
He has to sexually humiliate you. Mm-hmm. The Fetterman has to look at Jared's terrible penis and flick it. Is that your dick, boy?
It's kind of like how...
You know how Mehmet Oz... Like drones, like, can we? You remember that we endorsed the Hakeem?
Oh, the Hakeem.
Mehmet Oz,
yeah.
Cruelly, he promised to bring Sharia to Pennsylvania, and who? The Democrats took him down.
The goon.
The party of goons.
But then Allah struck back via bipolar depression.
And a stroke. Allah struck twice. Folks, let's talk about this. We have a very lonely Apocalypse. We have no guests. Gretchen has been killed. Jake Lipinski has been split. Sweet Pete was roasted.
Gretchen's pussy rotted off.
Yeah, first, before she died. She just didn't take care of it.
And she went to the doctor, and the doctor was like...
Is that your puss?
We don't treat pussy rot.
Yes, it was a bird doctor. Put these on, because you may be fucking the cast. Anyway. We have no guests.
Because they've all been killed.
They've all been killed by... all of our guests... Listen, first off, we have an open invitation to any... If you're a Philly comedian or a New York comedian or...
Hang on. Listen. Sure. If you listen to the Apocalypse...
Be a guest.
You can be a guest.
Yeah. You can be a guest.
We're going to cut... The second that we make any money off the show, which will be never... We'll cut off the policy.
Sure.
But until then, if you listen, you can be a guest as long as you believe in one God.
True. How many gods are there, Pat?
One.
Check me now.
Jed, how many gods are there?
But one.
You know how sometimes people do like trust falls?
Yeah.
We do monotheism tests.
Damn.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to ask.
Beset by polytheism.
Having gone through the mental health system before, I can tell you that they ask you a lot of questions that are like, are you feeling suicidal today? you know, have you had any thoughts of harming yourself today, right?
Right.
Have you challenged the concept that there's only one creator of the universe that controls everything and that seeks revenge today?
And then as they ask that question, they have their finger on a cruel button.
And then, you know, you better not be, like, hiding, like, an idol of, like, a 12-headed statue of a god.
Or, like, a terrifying elephant monster. Yeah. Or like a terrifying elephant beast. What's the over-under, folks?
Polytheism pisses me off so fucking much.
It makes me so angry. Let me talk about this. Before we move on, you have to address. We have no guests because they've been killed either by God, the governments of Saudi Arabia, or Palestine. Enemies of the cast, all three. We have no guests, which means this is a lonely cast. It's just me and Pat. But do you know, Pat, who is the blood enemy of all loneliness? Who hates loneliness more than anybody? Allah.
Allah.
Allah can't stand loneliness. You know, like, if you're ever alone...
Wait, pause your thought for a second.
Okay.
If you're ever alone, right? Did I tell you my idea about Taliban Jeopardy?
No.
Like, the answer to every question is Allah.
True.
And, like, what the girls...
Well, you have to frame it as a question.
The boys versus the girls every time, and the girls' team loses because they're not allowed to speak.
Right. Also because they're...
And then they all, like, dance... Like, sure. After the boys team wins every time, they, like, all do, like, a little
well, they're
dance.
Not allowed to talk, and also they're...
And they suck each other's cocks.
Dumb. Not as smart. Listen. Folks, sometimes you feel...
I distracted you, though. I'm sorry.
Sometimes you feel alone. This is a lonely cast, because all our co-hosts have been killed. Jesse Abomantanez. Defeating the enemies of Islam in North Jersey.
He fought back so hard.
Jesse Montanez defeated the enemies of
but
Islam.
But as soon as they figured out how to use his penis as a weapon against him,
flipped it against him.
It was like blowing up the Death Star.
It was like putting a banana in the tailpipe. But the banana was his penis, and the pipe was his seed, which destroyed him. Jesse Abomantanez, martyred, destroying the enemies of Islam in which city? The prison city of Jersey City, New Jersey.
Jesus.
Founded by cruel stoats. All right. Anytime you're alone, do you know who's also there? Allah.
Always with you.
Do you know how so
always? Listen, I know that most people that have listened to the podcast have never masturbated because they follow the fucking rules.
Because it's not allowed, right. And they're good.
Yeah.
Do you know how, like, you...
But
do you know how people have to guess if they're
going... It's not allowed. You know, honestly... Chad, yeah. I have a confession to make.
Do you have a...
When I was a boy.
Do you have to apologize or something?
Yeah.
Pat, do you have to make an apology? Pat, do you have to make an apology for when you were a boy?
Oh, God! When I was a boy.
wait, we take you back.
I went into a quarry.
Wait, we take you back. Is this Rebel France or New York City?
Rebel France, of course.
We take you back. To rebel
we
France.
We take you back to socialist, to Maoist France in the 1990s, I want to say.
Oh, wait. Rock and roll, Eminem.
Elvis.
Jerry Lewis. Look at my penis, you bitch.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, you motherfuckers. All right. We take you back to rebel France, folks. Pat was but a boy.
Oh,
his penis.
I fucking hated Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Oh, hey. These Chinese wizards with their...
That shit was
with
so
their
heinous.
Balls of lightning.
Yo, French like cartoon anime is home.
Why could not Tintin shoot lightning from his hands?
Tintin's awesome. Yeah.
Tintin is a gay boy. Yeah. He fuck his little
extremely,
dog.
Extremely racist, though, I will say.
Yes, Tintin has many enemies who are from where? The polytheist state of British India. Right, okay, we take you back. Rebel France, folks.
Wait, I've told this story on the podcast before. I'm not going to go back into it.
Where do you went back? Where did he took you back?
Okay. Why is this still playing? Should I change the music?
Yeah, put French in it.
Okay. This song is so absolutely fucking amazing.
I hope the fucking listeners have been brought closer to God by this. And you know God is always with you. You know, dude, I saw a Reddit of Muslims who, like, can't get girlfriends. And they're like, you know Allah's always there.
Wait, say again?
I saw a real ass Reddit thread where it was like Muslims who can't get girlfriends, and they're like, brother, Allah is there. Damn.
I am confused though about
How can a law be there?
No, how can you justify being against being super gay?
Right.
If it's like, I mean, all of the monotheist religions are very, very gay.
Careful.
No, I mean, technically, all of the religions are extremely gay.
Well, they're all half gay because, as we've established in old apocalypses, the one true God is half gay. All right, you cishet motherfuckers. God is gay, folks. You know how people say God is a woman?
Nope.
Never.
Fuck no.
Never.
Would you trust that? Come on.
God is a gay man.
That would be amazing.
Can we take an apocalypse stance, please? Pat? Can we vote on it? Yay or nay, God is a gay man. God is a gay man. That's 2-0.
Hey, you think God's a woman?
Nope. No. Nope. You think God's a dude?
No.
Sort of.
Well, yeah, kind of. Yes, he is a dude, but
God
he's
is
gay.
A gay boy.
Yeah, God is very, very extreme.
You know why? Because he made balls.
Yeah, and it's like,
you know how before God there were no balls? Like, the universe was birthed, and
like,
what came...
Balls! Like, yeah, first the universe was nothing, and it was like...
And then it was...
It was like, what are we even?
What was
like,
it?
What is time even?
Who are
right?
We?
Because some people say that time doesn't even fucking exist. It's just that entropy is favored.
Right.
So time is not time because it's time. It's
sure.
Just time because it's like, might as well be.
Sure.
Okay?
Also, God created what first? A pussy? No. A gross... dangling puss, like just it's there and it's got like it makes those noises when they run. No, God made balls that makes this noise when they run.
Yeah, did God ask
folks? Also, we have to sync the cast. And from the mountains they shouted,
and from the hilltops they answered,
and from the village they whimpered.
And from the valley, they retorted. The cast is synced,
the
you
cast
fucking
is synced,
animals.
Folks. The cast
careful,
is synced.
Careful, there's a dog behind
oh,
you,
God.
My friend.
Dude, I knew this was happening. All
right,
all right. I knew
speaking of which, hang on. Move yourself so that we can see this adorable little creature.
A sweet dog.
You can hold her up like she's Simba.
Yes.
Listen, Ingrid.
We have a sweet Mexican dog. Folks, let's ask this dog questions about God. Ingu?
Ingrid, how many gods are there? She says that there's only one and it's my daddy.
Ingu, what country is God from?
France.
Ingu, where do all polytheists go?
Muslim hell.
Thank you, Ingu.
Good
Ingu,
girl.
Ingu.
Oh. The best
you
dog in America.
That my dog is wearing an adorable, cute little sweater.
Yeah. Apocalypse listeners, for $5 a month on our Patreon, that doesn't exist because the CIA won't let us.
Yeah.
Folks, the governments of Israel, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia forbade us from Patreon. You can't send us money. I know you want to. I know
you
want to
send
us bills.
Money to the Islamic resistance. And you should.
Listen, we gotta rebuild Al-Aqsa preemptively.
You
we have to build another mosque. Listen,
you know what's about the Islamic resistance? Is that they're in all countries.
Sure.
You know, because they're everywhere.
Can I say this about Al-Aqsa Mosque? You know which
please,
mosque
yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is? It's the furthest mosque. You know how Al-Aqsa Mosque.
You know what's crazy about Al-Aqsa Mosque, too, is that it's like when they offered it to Axl Rose, he is like, no.
He said, no Messi? No Messi?
Al-Aqsa Mosque.
No Messi.
No.
Not good. Listen. We at the Apocalypse are against Palestine in all forms, in all shapes and sizes and smells.
Yes.
Fair enough. Anything from or of Palestine we
yeah.
hate.
We're boycotting Palestinian products. Yeah. All those Palestinian products
it's
that we're
still, you know,
with
it's still called,
on a daily basis.
It's still called BDS because they can't pronounce P's.
Oh.
Venus. That's a joke for the four Arabs that listen to this. BDS.
No, are you kidding me? Please. You think that? You think every ISIS fighter was killed?
No. Either. First of all, if you're listening to this and you were an ISIS... yeah.
Listen, convert to Christianity.
No. Please die killing somebody, you pussy. Wait.
That's going to get struck in from something.
Yeah. Strike that from the record. No, don't. Say that you're sorry and fight for the YPG. Allahu Akbar.
Yippee, gay. Listen, I want to say this. Palestine.
BG Rojava.
Palestine, you know, we at the cast, we've had our differences. The cast has clashed with Palestine many a time. We've always disagreed.
But at least...
But at least we wish we were the Zionists. Because who? Come on. Pat? You know when Christ comes back, he's going to go where? Zion.
No. When Christ comes back,
he's going to go to Tel Aviv and he's going to be like, whoa!
Yafo. He's going to go to Yafo in Tel Aviv.
He's going to be like, what is this? Some kind of.
And he's going to drink and he's going to hit on. No, just, ambiguous yeah, women. Listen,
I got to say this off mic. Jesus is going to come back. He's going to go to Tel Aviv. He's going to be like,
what is this? Oh my god, why is religion monetized?
Monotheism, folks. There's only one god. All right?
One god.
Stop hedging your bets. There's but one god.
Yeah, what are you man or are you squid? A squid has 8 arms. Therefore, it can pray. A squid has 8 arms, and each arm has its own brain, which means that theoretically it could worship 8 religions, but, you know, to be safe, it should probably worship 2 because it only has 8 arms. Therefore, for prayer purposes, you know.
All right, this is a message to you, Rebel Palestine. Stop. Stop what you're doing to our friends, the Jews.
Who are who? The top paisans of who? Signore Jesus Cristo.
Leave him alone. Alright? Here's my strategy. Al-Aqsa Mosque. Hear me out.
Yep.
Palestinians always get wrapped up. They get bent out of shape over Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Yep.
And the issue is it was built over the wall.
Right?
The cruel... You know, the wall that the Jew worships. You know how Jews love
walls.
They
I don't
love
know about that.
they go wild for walls. You remember what Jerry Seinfeld's joke about walls?
Yeah, he was like,
I'll kill and die for any wall, dry wall, wet wall.
Jerry Seinfeld is Syrian.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's why he's so funny, folks. No. Folks, secret Arab Jerry Seinfeld. He's a cousin of who? First of all, this is a message to you, Israel.
wait, come on. No, I'm not going to do the right one.
This is a message to you, Israel,
Israel,
Barack Obama, Bashar al-Assad, and the uncles of Jerry Seinfeld, who are back there in Syria. Right. Here's my proposition. If I was in the Palestinian offense force... You know how the Jews are so kind that they have a defense force?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they love God. The Palestinians can't stand God.
Is that God I taste?
Yeah. You know how, like, the word for the Palestinian militant organization
You know how
is...
the word in Palestinian for God is...
No, but even the resistance movement is... It's mispronounced... It's mispronounced in English as the PLO. But it's actually the POO, the Palestinian Offense Organization, the POO. You there, boy? Folks, all right, here's all the Palestinian Opposition Organization, the POO. The issue is Al-Aqsa is built amongst the wall that Jews rub against to reproduce.
You know what the craziest part about Al-Aqsa is? The axes.
Yes, it's filled. Brimming with... Folks! No trees in the plaza surrounding Al-Aqsa Mosque. Did you ever think, was that a coincidence? Or is it because
no,
it's
but you know why? Because...
The axes.
Because did God make...
Can I just make this point? Folks, Al-Aqsa was built on top of the wall that Jews rub against to reproduce. You know, because they don't have, like, a penis... Or boosie. So Jews, what they do to what they do to make more is they a female rubs herself against the wall, and then a male comes there and rubs the same place. This is they have to, this is what they call the rite of you've heard of the rite of return? Uh-huh. You've heard of this, right?
I have heard of it.
The rite of return is the rite of Jews to return to the wall, to spawn, to make more of their kind. And now, the root of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is, first of all, that the Palestinians are wrong. But second of all, that Al-Aqsa Mosque was built in front of the spawning wall.
The spawning wall?
I have a solution.
Yeah?
Build a mosque on top of the mosque.
Pat? Okay. No. I have a better solution.
All right.
This is a solution that I've talked about for years.
Is that a
final solution?
It is. To the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, right?
Yeah. The well, say it the right way. Israeli and bad people conflict.
Hear me out.
Israeli and wrong, hateful motherfuckers.
You build a mosque that's 1,000 times larger than the Al-Aqsa Mosque, right?
Al-Aqsa, yeah.
And a temple that's 1,000 times larger than the temple that was on the Temple Mount, right?
Sure.
In space.
And
space
in geosynchronous orbit. Wait, Pat, above the Holy Land.
Are you referring to the ISS? ISIS, the International Space Station of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria? Takbir. Takbir, folks. Who's up there? God. And who else?
Some guys.
Some proud Muslims. Well, Pat, you bring up a good point, because if you want to build a temple that big, you can't do it on Earth, because it would crush what? Our penis and balls.
It certainly would.
You know how, like, if you have to build a temple on Earth, the Western Wall, Al-Aqsa, that gay church where Christ was killed.
Do you know what I like about the Western
killed.
Wall?
What?
What's happening? Oh, Chad.
No, that's fine. We're still recording. Look at that.
What did you do? I hear what you had previously recording right now.
Big boys in New York with big dongs will be
our birds.
Said we're ambiguously ethnic boys in New York with big dongs.
And from the mountains they asked, and from the valley they answered,
and from the hilltops they replied,
and from the harbor they whimpered.
The cast is synced, you animals.
Folks, we're back. It's the podcast, baby. Put this on. Play some music, please.
Oh, yep, you betcha.
Folks, we take you back. Not to rebel France. Not to free Syria. Not to the prison city of Philadelphia. But we take you back to a game board. Pronounced how? Shataranj. The domain of one Jared Abouinter's Chateaui. We take you back to the chessboard. We take you back to a meeting of East and West across a checkered board. Their penises laid flat against the squares. The pawns pressed upon the urethra of each gentleman. Yes. Yes. We have now coming to the stage to play Shataranj.
We take you. The year is 1987.
Sorry, it's 1969.
No, it's not. 69. Oh, because of Einstein? Okay.
Because of, yes.
The year is 1969. I can't hear anything. Now I can hear stuff.
All right, good. God, the year is what? We take you back.
You're right, because after all, Professor Fisk was a contemporary.
Well, you know how there were no Jews before 1950.
Well, it's true, yeah.
All that fuss in Germany, who knows who they were plugging? Could have been anybody.
Yeah, sure.
Folks.
Jew was code for Aryan. They're like, we just want to get rid of all these blonde-haired, blue-eyed people.
You know how they rounded up all the hottest Germans and then put them in a basement and sealed it and forgot about it
move on to chess.
All right. Folks, we take you back to 1969, the year of Shataranj. And who was there?
The year Einstein.
A nubile Einstein. Hair is unfamiliar and unfortunate. And who else?
And then there was the American... Yeah, there was the American chess champion.
From Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yeah, from Jersey City, New Jersey.
From Rutgers University.
Which is... No, we can't. Okay.
We can.
Rutgers is the...
Folks! Alright. Listen, we know we live in woke America, but Rutgers is a German word for something very specific, and it's bad.
Bad.
Rutgers University is a esteemed institute where...
Oh, Jesus, no!
Dumb cucks from New Jersey go. But do you guys know what the original German word Rutgers means? It means... Took. Stole. Snatched. Spirited. Smuggled. Surrendered.
No.
Unwillingly. Folks, Rutgers is a German word for rape. Rutgers University is a university of sexual violence where who is the top professor and dean? Sir Thomas Tenney. The hidden caliph. Now that we got that out of the way. At Rutgers University, we take you back.
To 1969. When it was the championship between, as every year as it is, sure. The championship between... The best autistic chess player in America and the best autistic chess player in the Soviet Union.
Never mind how autistic.
A
little bit,
lot.
Most of them. You can't tell. The most autistic Russian guy seems very close to an average Russian guy. Sober.
He's like, Privyet.
He's like, Spasiba.
He's like, Da.
He's like, Nyet. Checkmate, dog. Shataranj. Yeah. Folks, we're not playing checkers. This shit's chess. Folks,
yeah.
We take you back to 1969. It's the chess grand marshal meeting. Whoever wins this gets to be the lord of the white race, controlling all Slavs west of the river Danube.
Only Slavs play chess.
True.
At the end of the day.
No other races. If you look close enough, it's all Slavs.
Oh,
even
it's
in the
all
park,
Slavs all the way down.
Even in the park, where it looks like it's black dudes and homelessness,
nope.
Slavs, kid. Privyet, spasiba, нет,
спасибо,
нет,
merde,
давай,
давай.
All right, we take you back. The chessboard is set with what pieces?
And
chunks.
The commentators are so excited because this is the Grand Championship of Chess.
It's the Grand Championship of Chess. And so for the Grand Championship, they forgo pieces of chess. Instead, they put down chunks.
No.
Cruel chunks.
Pieces.
No, well, also chunks.
Okay, we take you to the 1969 Chess Championship.
In what city?
In...
Are you saying a city?
Which city was it?
Oh. We take you back to Rutgers. Jersey City, folks.
Jersey City. Jersey. In 1969, the chess championship between the American chess champion, Professor Fist, and the Soviet chess championship, Stravinsky.
Stravinsky, Elmo.
Yeah.
It's a meeting of minds. You have Professor Fist with his terrible... Wait, actually, Professor Claw.
Oh? Professor Kwong. No, Professor Kwong.
Right. Okay. Folks, we've took you back to 1969. The place, the state, New Jersey. The city, somehow also New Jersey. The game.
Chess.
A Shataranj.
Shataranj?
The chess chunks are on the board. They're like chess pieces, but thicker and wet with the blood of the players.
But it's chess.
Sure. Professor Fist takes the floor, and he makes a preamble. Professor Fisty. Pardon.
You're Professor Fisty.
No, you are. Then.
You are. You're like.
He's German. Come on.
No, it's you.
He makes a preamble.
Yeah, dude. Remember how Professor Fist?
What did he sound like?
He crippled Stephen Hawking.
What did he sound like?
Look at these hands.
No, 100% no.
Yes.
Professor Fist. He yes. No.
I think he was German.
Yeah, remember how he beat up Stevie Hawk?
Yeah, it's me, Professor Fist.
Okay, fine, come on. That works.
Do it. That was you. That was you.
No, it wasn't. But okay, I'll do it.
It.
Yeah. Do the preamble. Hi. I'm Professor Fist. I've come here to represent the United States of America, yeah.
Never mind where he's from.
Never mind where I'm from and which party I was affiliated before.
Go, Professor Fist. Fist, I hope you ball your hand into a fist and you punch him. You know, so the guy...
I don't know if I can do that. Maybe I should check the rule book before.
Maybe you should checkmate him. Maybe you should check that. Like, you know how, like, you check and then you checkmate him?
I hope that by the end of this competition, we have redefined what checkmate means.
Very good. All right. Folks, that was Professor Fist. He made a cryptic statement. Your opponent coming to the stage. Is it?
999. Listen, if there's one thing I wouldn't do, it's be cryptic.
Sure. But who will face Professor Fist?
Listen,
who among you
have a good, clean, safe chess match.
Dude, you had Professor Fist in your pocket the whole time. You forgot you did this voice?
I don't think this was the voice of Professor Fist. But
it is, exactly. We can listen to old episodes. It's me. Wait, no, I can't. Who faces Professor Fist in the squares?
Stravinsky.
What's his first name?
Igor.
Hellmouth.
What?
All right.
Valentin Stravinsky.
Professor Fist.
Yeah.
Wait, can I be PhD candidate Stravinsky?
No, because they're against
each other.
I have
to do a weepy voice. It's going to be too close to poo.
Say again?
I have to do a weepy voice, otherwise it's going to be too close to
poo. You have to do like a weepy Soviet voice.
Hi, it's me.
And it's me.
I am Privyet.
Yeah.
It's me, Spusipa. I'm PhD comrade Yux. I come here, you know, my father was a comrade, Xavier Yux. I don't know if you've heard of him or if he's terrified you with his gun that he has, that he carries around and taps against glass. Are you a... Privyet. Are you ready to play chess against me?
Yeah, I am Professor Fist. I'm here representing the United States of America in chess.
Niet.
Let's play some chess, comrade.
Professor Fist, are you sure that you can control your enormous claws and not crush the clumps, the chess chunks that we're using?
Ah, mein Untermenschen friend. I think that I probably can, yeah.
I forgot my name already.
Valentin Stravinsky.
It's me, comrade Valentin Stravinsky. The Giovanni de Simone. It's me, comrade Giovanni Stravinsky.
Valentin.
Valentin de Giovanni de Simone
Magra. The Stravinsky manic.
Let's play this chess. I will turn your chunks into pieces, Professor Fist. I know that you rely on being able to crush your enemies with your enormous fists while you offer to protect them from vertigo balls.
Listen.
You know when your colleagues, these scientists, they look into the sky, their balls begin to ache. What word is this that you have for this condition?
Listen, my friend.
These are the vertigo balls, are they not?
Listen, Valentin, my friend.
Yes, sir.
My brat, I think that at the end of the day, may the best man win. And the rules of chess are ambiguous at the end of the day. Sometimes, if you look out into space, Valentin, do you ever think about the emptiness of the universe, but at the same time, the sheer fucking mass that it contains?
Privyet, blood, my nuts are starting to hurt. Why?
It's so hard for me to think of these things. My nuts are starting to hurt. It's
Valentin,
me, Signore Valentin, the Giovanni di Simone Magna.
You're coming so close to grabbing my penis. You got it right. All right. Listen. Oh wait, no, hang on. German, right?
Listen, Valentin. When you look out and you gaze into the night sky, and you look out into this universe, and you think how empty this universe is, but at the same time, how much mass it contains, and the weight of it, and the unimaginable distance, and power that there is out there, and the fact that the light that you see coming from deep space is millions and billions of years old. Brilliant. Doesn't it make you feel pain in your balls?
Privet, in my vertigo balls. You know how in the academy they warn us about vertigo balls, like if you stare up too long at God.
Yeah.
Then you first start to feel the dick pain because the hell pull your balls to him.
Yeah.
You know how sometime when you look up at heaven, your balls are snatched by who? The enemies of Kanye. Toward there. The earth. The cruel earth.
Yeah. Listen,
Valentin. I have vertical balls.
Valentin, when you think about the sheer number of combinations of chess moves that can be. Do you realize that it is comparable to the number of atoms on the planet?
Do you realize?
And when you think about that, doesn't that make your fucking balls hurt?
Привет! Привет! Comrade, my balls have not hurt more than before now.
Are you Italian?
I can't, dude, I can't stay with it. Privet, my balls have never hurt more than before now. Because they are filled with...
I can't. Whatever, just go with it. It's fine.
Privet, they are filled with space, comrade. I fucking... my balls have grown with the mass of stars.
Yeah.
And they grow big like
about a... the chemical composition of your balls. And the fact that your balls are mostly comprised of empty space at the end of the day. And subatomic particles spinning around. Doesn't that make them hurt even more?
Privet, sometimes I think of the particle in my balls that spin. You know, and then how it is the semina machina also spun. And I heard the yearning and the burning within the semina machina. My spirit called out to the piglet squirming therein, in the semina machina. But yes, today my penis is full with unwanted knowledge. Secrets and tricks of the West, Privet.
Listen, my friend. Yeah. Do you really think that you can unlearn the dark arts? Do you really think that you can suddenly look at all the particles of the universe and think that the people around you are not guilty of terrible things?
Yet.
And that ever they don't affect the outcomes of what happens around them?
Yet. American comrades taught me about Yankee Blue Gin masturbation. I had no idea how to pull the... the seed out of my pyramid before American GI came
mind
to
blast.
Soviet Russia, show us in St. Petersburg how to pull on our penis until pleasure overcomes pain.
Yeah, mein Brat, this dialogue is very good. We are getting very deep into the philosophies that shape the world. Divert!
Privet, before Russia came and punished us for our Jew, we knew not how to blast on command without woman forced participation. We had to pull on our penis. Outward, inward, outward,
listen,
inward,
Listen, Valentin, Valentin, listen to me. I know that we are meant to play chess today, but if you think about it, isn't everything fucking chess? Like, what's the fucking point? If you think about all the different combinations, why, how could you follow every single one of these rabbit holes down to its logical conclusion? Yeah. Why would you even bother?
Yes, the capitalist, he loves combinations. Like that Privyet he keeps on his safe to keep safe his pig money and seed that he stole from...
Listen, Valentin. Oh, fuck. Hang on. Da.
Valis.
No.
Da. Privyet.
Valentin, I think you need to listen to me. I think that the only way for you to break yourself out of this logic loop is for you to preserve your seed and to end your existence.
Should I roll into like a shape, like maybe a ball? Do you know how our
Yes.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Do you know what shape our space probe Soyuz was shaped like?
Yeah, it was shaped like a ball.
To protect its what?
Oh, to protect the seed.
From who?
From God.
Yes, because, Privyet, God always had the Soviet seed. He preferred the capitalist corkscrew penis pig seed that they make in George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, when I think about it, maybe the differences between our cultures are not so bad.
Maybe both of us have...
Maybe the differences between our phase of life are not so terrible.
Yes, maybe the both of us, Privyet, Spasiba, have terrible and disappointing penises that hot women will... They will ask, they will say, oh, is this your dick?
How good. May the best man win. And may we learn from each other regardless of the outcome.
And then he
now knows. Listen, right. Valentin, I, Professor Fist, would like you to think about before we compete in this checkers competition.
Whatever you ask me, Privyet, don't ask me to think of the cosmos or the
moon. No, you must think of the cosmos, because are we not all of the cosmos?
I mean, Privyet, спасибо, maybe. You, I don't know, Yashavada. Sorry,
yeah,
Hebrew.
We are all of the cosmos. So think about it. Think about all of it, the gravity.
Fuck, Jesus.
What's the fact that... Then the gravity of matter pulls against the gravity of matter.
There's something
that matter is mostly composed of empty space.
Something is pulling on my balls.
Yeah.
I know, keep going.
Yeah, mein brat. So listen.
Privyet.
Mein brat, before we play this chess competition between capitalism and Soviet communism.
A shatranj.
I'll do la shatranj.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, so, listen, mein brat, we need to conclude this chess competition to determine which of our systems is best, whether the American democratic und slightly Nazi system is better than the Soviet communist und extremely Nazi system.
The second one is better. The people said. Privyet, I prefer you... Your capitalist fascist dogs. I hope your government is identical to mine, but I hope you die for it the same.
But listen, Valentin, when you look into space, don't you think
don't
what's
you wish-
the fucking point at the end of the
don't
day?
Don't you wish it's
so time, listen.
Times like these.
Huh?
It's times like these.
When you look up into space, don't you think that it's times like these that you fish? Our respective countries didn't have the perspective that we have to be shot into the earth in order to impregnate the earth and save humanity
Privyet.
Out of a giant cannon in space.
Privyet, sometimes I regard the earth from the International Space Station, where they tell me I must one day be shot into the earth and my penis will be destroyed by the crust. And then I, after I impregnate the earth, I have to turn to his master, Allah. And pray how many times a day? Privyet, count them.
Five.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Cinco times. The Russian...
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know any Russian numbers. I think it's because those hordes people don't have to count.
Very good.
They're like, how many wives?
Listen.
They count them on their fingers, like pigs.
Yeah, Valentin. I need you to think about chess very deeply. I'm just thinking about the kings and the pawns.
Right,
the queen and the rook.
The queen?
And the knight.
But what about the boy prince?
The prince? The queen.
A king?
No,
a queen?
We can get back to this, right?
So I need you to think, Valentine, about chess. And I need you to think about all the different combinations that it could possibly involve. And to think about the sheer number of atoms in the universe. And then I need to go to the bathroom. Because my hands are so big that sometimes I realize it will take a long time for me to undo my fly or to remove my admittedly very large penis from my pants. But my penis, compared to my hands, though it is very big...
Pat, it's pronounced penis.
What?
It's pronounced penis.
My penis, compared to my hands, is not so big. Even though compared to another man's penis, it is very big. So I must go urinate.
You know what's
so
the Arabic...
So that's when we compete in chess, mein brat.
Yeah.
That it will be fair.
You know the Arabic word for penis?
Ari?
Penis.
No.
It's just penis.
Is it? No, it's not.
No, man. No.
It's Ari.
Ari.
Folks, alright.
Yeah. Okay, so listen. Valentine. Valentine.
What was the last name?
Stravinsky.
Giovanni
DeHaan,
senior.
No, no. Valentin Stravinsky. My chess... Oh, no, 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 hang on. Yo, Valentin Stravinsky, my chess opponent. I think that you need to contemplate the emptiness of the universe and potentially the absence of God.
Brilliant.
But then I need to go to the bathroom. And listen, not to make... This is not a big deal at all. It's cool. It's what friends do, right?
It feels
I'm
good.
Just going to leave this pistol here on the chessboard for you. Before we start, while I go pee. Just want you to remember that no matter how large the universe is, it's very deep and it's very dark.
Privyet, so you want me to remember how deep and dark universe is and how my small, precious, fragile penis can be destroyed by God at any moment. And while I contemplate this, there should be a pistol on the desk.
Yeah, there will be a pistol on the desk. It's not a big deal, right?
Privyet, спасибо. As I think about how I will be destroyed by God when I lose the protection of my mortality, I'm torn in half and go to Muslim hell.
Who's to say what comes after that? After
maybe a worse hell, like the one of the Hindu.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing about the Hindus. Is that there was a,
there many
in my life
things about
when
them.
I felt very connected to them.
When you were wrong?
No, when I was right. And when I felt that their culture spoke to me very, very deeply on some level.
Yeah.
But we don't need to talk about that now. Now I just need you to think about the little men on the chessboard. And I need you to think about how the little men on the chessboard are thinking. And when you look up at the sky, don't you feel like one of the little men? Looking up at your king, looking up at your queen, their goons. As you contemplate the vastness and the emptiness of the universe.
Jesus.
No. Yeah, mein brat.
It's this time of night when I think of these things that my penis wants to explode. I know, but I've been made bitch by pain. Privyet, it's times like these of night where I think of my penis and Privyet's possible my balls and how they must explode for capitalist pig glorification and to make the Christ God happy with us. Oh, I wish I didn't have to be my penis explode. Please let women away from me. But maybe sometime, Privyet Spasiba, sometime you have to let your belt decide which of the pig live and die. Like if it works when you push the button you've been training your thumb for.
Right?
Yeah, listen. Valentin Stravinsky. My opponent in chess.
Shataranj.
I need you to think about... the emptiness of the universe. And I'm going to just go take a quick pee with my big hands and my big penis.
Yes.
And I will leave behind this
gun.
The
universe is empty. Man. Contemplate this fucking development.
Swords, keep rushing.
Privyet, спасибо. Jesus, sir. I wish I did not have to contemplate this, but
I have been cursed by fucking enemies of Islam, the friends of Kanye, enemies of him as well. I can't, dude, I'm so drunk, I can't keep an accent going.
And you're Russian.
Привет, спасибо. I don't think that anymore. Привет, спасибо.
I do. There's no point.
I don't think anymore there is any point in. You know how we sound like a English non-cousin fucker speaking to one another. We here in Russia, we do not fuck our cousins unless we have to. But the enemies of Islam, the French. Wait, who am I giving a fucking speech to?
You're talking to all the people that are assembled to watch the chess championship between the Soviet Union and the United States.
Привет, спасибо. All you proletariat that come here to watch the chess champion sexual humiliation Olympics in the city of New York in the year 2023.
Jersey City.
What?
In Jersey City.
In the city of Jersey in 1989.
69.
In the city of Jersey in 1969. The year the Kufar John F. Kennedy was slain. By Al-Ahli Arfi Oswald Abu Rashid Al-Rasul. Do you remember when that happened? Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember where I was.
When Kennedy was martyred. Where were you on 9/11? I was... Where were you when the Twin Towers were martyred?
Let's not get into that. We have to finish this.
All right.
Listen. You're like...
Privyet, I guess everything from here is empty, like my balls and penis. And I guess there, Privyet, spasiba, there's no point in facing Professor Fist, who will undoubtedly strike me with his fist. He is a PhD candidate in sexual violence. Well, he left this pistol here. Privyet spasiba, I might as well use it to kill myself before Privyet spasiba, the horde arrives. This is a message to you, Barack Obama, Israel, and the Bangladesh. This is a very good idea. Privyet, in a way, I will win. Because I won't have to be burdened with the burdens that come with the choices in chess. This has been Shataranj. Woo! The USSR. Ah yes, ah yes. Out. Folks. Is that the
and one? That's how America won the 1969 chess championship. To be continued. On to poo!
Oh, God, boys. No, we have to go on to the squid.
No, poo. All
right.
Every episode has poo. Remember the premise?
No, dude, I...
You do remember.
Shataranj. We have to do... We have precious few time. We got to do the squid, dude.
No. We have to do poo. All right. We have to do poo. I have to do work tomorrow.
Go.
I'll be awake. I'll be on amphetamines. I'll be good to go.
I don't care about you. I want to see. I would just send these people a picture of your dick every morning.
Listen, there's a little boy named Winnie the Pooh that needs to... That was funny that the lady at the restaurant was upset about the stuff that she saw on the camera.
Yeah, she hates pussy.
Folks.
No, apparently it's her boss that hates it. And from the hill... Okay, we got it.
Right. Yeah. Folks, we take you back.
Wait, hang on. We gotta change the music now. Hang on.
Yo, alright. That was a great history lesson on 1969 when Russia sent
a bisexual man to defend against the Chunk Championship of chess. Where the boys with the thickest pieces on the board overturn the most boards.
Jed, chess, you're making a lot of sense right now.
Well, all right, listen. Chess back in the day was a game of, like, who could be thicker, flaccid. And it was, like, who had the most impressive loose dick. That's what you'd lay it across the board.
Do you remember?
Do you remember what? All right, go. I got it.
And
alright, we take you back.
And also,
we need to start making
guests TJ because Eeyore, I think it's too slow.
No, the rotating Eeyore is a great bit.
Alright.
Right? Am I crazy? Here.
Folks? A shataranj! No, I'm gonna die.
We take you back.
To.
The 100-acre wood. The 100-acre wood is like a wonderful place full of just happiness and like joy and lessons.
You there, boy? You there, Piglet?
Yes, Pooh.
Do you know how we were betrayed? Do you know how someone from among us lied to God?
Well, yes. It seems that Christopher Robin is gone, and that the only way really for him to have been gone is for someone to have betrayed him.
Where do you think Christopher Robin went?
Well, you told me that he went to Muslim hell.
No. He went to Jannah.
Oh, he went to Muslim heaven. Good.
Yes. In a botched martyrdom operation. You know what we have to do now?
I sure hope that it's not a double reverse martyrdom operation.
We have to fly a plane into a plane. Into the Twin Towers. Alright. But before, we have to clean shop.
What do you mean? By clean shop, are you suggesting that we have to root out the traitors that could potentially be associating with us?
Yes, you have to root them out.
But how do we know
who you know how the traitors? Do you know how some of our enemies have pouches?
Yes, I do.
Why would they have pouches if not for, to keep things from us?
Well, I don't know.
Think of who else has a secret pocket.
I would have to think that it has nothing to do with our penises in any way whatsoever.
But do you think that for one moment she could use her pouch against us?
Geez, I sure hope no.
The Rue. Do you know what her name means in French?
Street and wheel?
Sauce as well. Roux? Yeah, it's roux. Melted butter and flour. That's a roux, folks.
Roux?
Yeah, probably that. R-U-E.
Don't know what it is.
It's a street. It's a soup. It's a
wheel.
Oh, folks, you can nail someone to a board.
Or a wheel. They used to use a wheel, actually. That was the thing.
That would have been funny.
It wasn't funny. They did it. They would nail you to a wheel, and then they'd break your legs.
Oh, I thought... Oh, sorry. I was picturing, like, a Wheel of Fortune scenario.
Oh, no. No, that's the ballerina wheel. We can get into the ballerina wheel later, but...
Where, like, you crucify someone, and then you spin them.
Mm-hmm. The Putin ballerina wheel. That's become more relevant recently. But we gotta get back to Winnie the Pooh.
Take you back, folks.
Yeah, to the 100-acre woods. Yay, the cast has been synced.
Sorry, we do have to do that.
Okay, cool. So, listen... Oops. Hey, Pooh, are you saying that we're gonna have to conduct like a general purge and that we're gonna have to kill people that have betrayed us along with a large number of people that have not betrayed us?
Boy, Piglet, have you ever heard of a counter martyrdom operation?
Yes.
It's like when the Son of God was killed by those who were wrong.
And God, that was such a tragedy. Peace and blessings be upon him.
And then God brought him back. That was like a reversal of
My god, was that a reverse martyrdom operation, Pooh?
No, it would have been if, while Christ was being spun on the wheel, a plane crashed into the wheel. Piglet.
Yes, Pooh?
Turn your hooves toward me.
Yes. Okay, very well. My hooves are near you. Yes, Pooh.
Piglet,
there.
If there were any chance you could go to heaven. Christian heaven.
Yes?
If there were the slightest chance you, a pig, could enter Christian heaven. I'm sorry. I'm getting to it.
Okay. Yes, Pooh? Continue. Sorry, I apologize.
Have you ever believed me to be a traitor to God?
Well, no, Pooh. I consider you to be one of Allah's loyal servants.
Have you ever...
And a loyal servant to his messenger, Christopher Robin.
Have you ever considered me unfaithful to his squire, the Christopher Robin?
No, I've never considered you to be unfaithful at all.
Have you ever considered me to spew my seed behind the bed?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. But the other ones, I'm sure.
All right. I'll forgive him, I guess. Folks?
So?
I feel like that was like a resolution, wasn't it?
No. Let's
see. Boy.
Yes, Piglet?
If you even carried but a 15% chance of extermination, if you even for a moment believed that it was a coin toss whether or not I was a traitor, would you wager your penis upon the outcome?
Are you asking me if I would kill you if I thought that there was a 1 in 3 chance that you were a traitor?
Yes, and what of your penis if you lose?
I guess I would. I would sacrifice my penis, and I would have to kill you if there was a 1 in 3 chance that you were a traitor, even if you were innocent.
Okay, commence. Let me ask you this, Piglet.
Yes, Pooh?
Please sit on your haunches and listen close.
Okay, Pooh. I sure love learning lessons about life and how to enjoy it.
Yes, well, you have to, I already forgot what you showed me. Children, how do you feel about...
Piglet.
Piglet, how do you feel about Ruin Tujer?
You're Pooh.
How do you feel about Roux and Tiger?
Well, Pooh, Roux and Tiger are my friends. We're all stuffed animals, and Christopher Robin's loved us, and we've frolicked in the 100-acre woods for years with him.
How many acres?
The 100.
But boy, what if one of you busts in the forest and you're left alone?
Well, I don't know.
And furthermore... But aren't these Roo and Tigger friends of yours?
Well, yes, the Roo and Tigger are my friends.
You call him a what?
I call him Tigger.
It's Tigger, you bigot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, Roo and Tigger are my friends, and we frolicked in the 100-acre woods, bringing joy to our lord and master, Christopher Robin. Why do you bring this up, Pooh?
Because, boy, they are time. What if God told me that one of them had to die, boy, and I chose not which one? Yes, God spoke to me. He said one of them has to die, but he refused to speak me whom.
What does that mean, Pooh?
Zionism prevails. Death to Palestine.
Does that mean we have to kill both Tigere and Rue?
You have to first split them in half. And
but
then
we don't even know which one of them betrayed Christopher Robin to the enemies of Islam.
Whichever one was more immodest.
But we don't know. Are you saying that we have to kill one of our innocent comrades along with the traitor and we will never know which one it was?
Brother, it's 3:30.
And we gotta end the cast.
Doesn't
matter.
Continue. Yes, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Connects to my penis.
You know, boy, how it has this connection with your penis and balls.
What do you mean? Are you suggesting that there's some kind of connection between the fact that we're going to have to exterminate one of our close friends along with whoever the traitor is, that somehow it relates back to my penis and balls as a little piglet?
I think, boy, when you were a boy and your penis and balls were exposed, they awoke something foul. In, you know, from God, from parts of the Bible.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
You know, sometimes if you flip through a Quran at random, a ghost will appear and fart, a sesame fart in the room, and go.
I sure do, Pooh. Listen. I think I know what you're getting at here, Pooh, my friend. You're telling me that I'm going to have to kill my dear friends, Rue and Tiger.
Hold on. Something's wrong. Wait. No, it's not. Sorry.
Okay, continue.
You will have to slay them both, boy.
But we don't even know which one of them betrayed Christopher Robin.
Boy, both of them are without Allah. They both have strayed too far, and you must plug them both.
But only one of them deserves death, from what you're telling me.
No. Do you know how apostasy spreads?
Only one of them is a true kuffar. True. One is just a person that stumbled in their faith.
A person experiencing apostasy. You know how you're not supposed to call them apostates anymore.
Are you even supposed to call them people?
No. The wokes, they want us to call them people experiencing distance from God.
Pooh, as a piglet, I'll tell you that I'll never call these fucking sheep people.
You know that even now the term fuck swine is frowned against.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. If they make me refer to the fuck swine as fuck swine, I'll explode my penis. Pooh, how are we going to kill our friend?
Easy. We have to show to how do we slay a friend? The answer comes from Allah. A martyrdom operation. Are you ready to conduct a martyrdom operation?
It seems like it's what I was born to do, Pooh.
Were you not groomed by older women for a martyrdom operation?
I undoubtedly was.
Were you not infused with martyrdom by a grandmother that died quickly?
Yep.
Yeah, alright. I forget where this line of questioning is going. Who's the kuffar? Right,
how am I supposed to kill them, Pooh?
Trash.
How am I supposed to kill Rue and Tiger, my friends? One of
boy,
them is innocent.
Boy, you've but to trudge. You need to trudge.
But you've always criticized my trudging skills, Pooh.
Well, it's because of your horrific feet.
It's because of your...
But you've come a long way, trudging boy.
Really? Do you mean it? Or are you just saying that because you feel that I can carry more explosives than the other boys?
You must.
I feel like I'm talking like Jesse Abramonson is when he came. The transport.
Yeah, you must.
Yeah.
You must carry
no,
more.
Listen, Pooh. You're not just saying that to me that I've improved because you think I can carry more explosives than the other boys, right?
No. Listen, bruv.
No, you're Pooh. Please, let's finish this. You're Pooh. Alright, we're almost there. Now you're the Rue. Alright, Pooh, listen. I'll do it. I'll put explosives into the explosive-shaped cavity of my penis, and I will kill my friends, Rue and Tiger. Because one of them is a traitor and the other one is innocent. But they both have to go. Because there's no way to know the fucking difference.
Because one of them...
Okay, Pooh, I'll do it. Jesus Christ.
God, give me a boy. Activate the anti-halal device.
Oh, this is gonna be fucking horrible.
Your enemies are filled with halal meats that you will flip against God in an instant.
What?
Alright.
Alright, Pooh, I'll go over to Rue's house and I'll trick him and I'll try and get him to call TJ over. And then I'll kill them.
Yes, boy, I need you to go there. I need you to wait for our enemies. And when they show up, I need you to plunge into them and complete your martyrdom operation by
returning. Okay, Pooh, I'll do it. God damn it, but you know one of them is innocent.
I need you to wait till at least one of them is going to the bathroom. Don't allow them to shit. If you see them on the verge of about to shit, you detonate.
Okay.
Because you know how it feels so good to shit.
All the other toy piglets. All the other stuffed villains are just playing with their owners and enjoying life. And they're out like the park and doing fun stuff. And it's just all about Squid and Sharia.
Wait, speaking of Squid, did you hear that?
Oh, I did. Yeah. No. Hang
we
on.
Have to.
No. So Rue! Alright, okay. I'm heading over to Rue's house, hoping that he's there with TJR.
Alright.
Hey! Rue! Are you home? It's me, Piglet!
Right in, bruv! Welcome to Girth.
Hi, I'm here in Girth visiting you, Rue.
Yeah. Never mind my Girth, I gotta towel it off.
Listen, Rue, is it okay if I come in? I know that you and your hot Latina wife are hanging out, but like, is it okay if I come in and we have a word?
It's okay if you come in, mate, long as you don't glance inside my pouch.
Oh, that's alright. I know how you feel about your pouch, Rue.
Because you know that's where I keep my boy, down in my pouch.
No, I know. Congratulations on your boy. I'm so glad he's down in your pouch.
You know when he's in my pouch, it's like we have two dicks. It's like I have a dick and he has a dick. Listen, and if two sluts showed up, we would be
I know. You would do a lot of things with sluts with your two dicks. I know. But listen,
and we would be husband and son, mate. I'd be like, right and sour down your mother.
I know that the pouch thing has like a weird sexual angle for Ruse. I know. Okay.
Well, it's because it's basically every vagina is a pouch.
I understand. I completely get it. All right. I completely get it. But listen. Listen, Rue. Oh, Rue. Listen, I'm so sorry that we had a falling out and then we got into dispute over virus. That time that you stole my virus, I should have shared it with you.
Right, you should have. But now it's too late.
You should have, I guess. I know, I'm sorry, bro.
The fact that you refused, I was like, it's like, what's the opposite of chuffed? You know how, like, blokes get chuffed?
I feel the opposite of chuffed. I feel like deceived.
Nah, I'm so sorry. This is real. Thank you for accepting me back into your home after we had that viral dispute.
Roy, I feel like when we had that fight and I had the triangle sucked out of me.
I know, this is so terrible. Okay, this is
real. I felt not unlike the pyramid boy.
Real. Listen, I'm sorry, but you know how Christopher Robin is gone?
Yes, he's gone. Yes, he's probably found him a husband.
Robert sounds weird to me.
Listen, real. He's gone. He's gone because somebody did something bad.
Right, it's because his penis was too big.
No! We lied. His penis was too big, but that's not why he's gone. He's gone because... Well, he's gone because somebody did something bad, Real.
Well, that happens every day with Zionists and also their enemies.
Real, I know. I know, Real.
It's times like these, mate. I wish I didn't have to be fired into the earth from a giant cannon in space to get her pregnant and save everybody.
And I know that you've been able to, like, rebuild your life inside of your pouch. I know that you've been able to rebuild your life inside of your pouch. It's like somebody did something bad.
You gotta do a more jokey throw up noise. Your throw up vomit sounds too real, my friend, somebody
did something bad.
Right, what did Rue do?
I don't know who you did it. I don't know who I can believe anymore. Oh God! Oh! Rue, I'm so sorry. I know that you have a boy, but oh God, I'm so sorry. I was sent here to kill you. Oh,
Ryan, do you think there's any way you two lot could work it out after you come back in time?
I don't know. Listen, do you think that it's possible that T-Jer did it?
Yeah, I guess it's possible. Wait, am I Puna?
No, you're Rue.
Yeah, I think it's possible that he might have done it because you know what ethnicity his name rhymes with? Up to no good.
Oh, that's true. But listen.
We're speaking, of course, of the cruel Indonesians.
Oh, God. Listen, Rue. I'm so sorry. I think that I figured out what my double martyrdom operation is.
Ryan, what is it?
I think it's that. I need to blow myself up to kill you because it's possible that it's you that's the traitor, Rue.
No, it's not, mate.
It doesn't matter. I have to clean up all the loose ends before we can fucking go forward. Oh, God. You already knew that I was carrying a bomb when I walked in here, didn't you, Rue?
Yeah, I suspect as much. I didn't think you'd have the stones to go off with it or whatever.
I'm so sorry, Rue. I feel like you probably didn't do this, but I still have to blow myself up, and you with me.
All right, but let me point my penis towards you so it doesn't have to watch me die. You know how if your penis is destroyed by an explosion?
I do know. Listen, Rue, if you want to rip off one of your balls and throw it out into the garden so that possibly it survives the explosion, then your wife is able to jam it into her kangaroo pouch.
Alright, my Joe will be able to.
Alright, why don't you pull the testicle off from your sack, Rue?
All right.
No, more. Yeah, more. Yeah, more.
It's a lot.
Well, stop. Pull it. Oh, it looks like you haven't been able to pull off your testicle yet. Why don't you pull a little bit harder, Rue? Pull more, you're almost there. Please, pull. I really do want that one ball to survive the explosion.
Rotten, I've removed this one ball.
No, it's still there, it's still dangling. You have to pull a little bit more.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can. No. We're almost there. Jack, we're almost there.
I did.
We're almost there! All right. Pull. Hey, Rue, I think you need to pull a little bit more for your testicle to detach. Hey, God, I think you almost have it. Listen, let's pray to God that that testicle pulls off. Oh, God, why don't you give it one last pull, Rue?
Stretched out? Time to refresh your
breath. Why don't you give it one last pull, Rue?
Scream very loudly. No, one more scream.
I generally can't.
Scream very loudly.
I didn't show us.
Do it, please.
Bro, I've been talking for 4 hours.
You have to. It doesn't matter. You have to do it.
No, I can't.
You have to.
I can't.
As best as you can. Do it as painfully as you possibly can. All right.
Oh, my balls!
Oh my balls! No.
Oh God, Rue, you ripped off your ball.
Right, I ripped off my ball and
we'll throw it into the garden because I can't wait any longer to set this off.
Alright, Ian, bruv, I'll throw this into your pouch in the garden then.
Rue, I'm sorry. Akbar!
And that's how we died in a counter-martyrdom operation.
It was the first part of a double martyrdom reverse operation.
It's like you
to be continued next week. Oh, Jesus, Jen, I feel like I should probably check the sonar.
Oh, dude, so ready for that.
We did it. Hour
40
minutes.
But, hang on, Jen. I feel that I have to check the sonar. Well, it seems like the sonar is nominal for right now. Yep, that's a... We should get food, by the way. That's a nominal sonar, if I ever heard one before. Jad, if you had to use a word to describe the sonar, what would that word be?
This sounds a lot like that time the squid were here, because you remember we thought it was nominal? But then squid came through and split us open?
Yeah, but I feel like that probably wouldn't happen again, you know? Like, if there's one thing I know about squid,
is that do they not strike the same...
Yeah, they never do the same thing twice.
Sure.
Because they have 8 brains.
Because they've already exploded my penis and balls with their tentacles where they came
they
through.
They sure have.
And
listen,
their beak.
They haven't been able to...
You remember how they chomped our penises with their beaks?
I do, but
in
they,
the surf?
And I remember how they mated with us, but they haven't been able to mate
and
with us.
And do you remember how they pulled our parts apart?
I mean, they did produce that horrible infertile offspring.
That inhuman...
Yeah, it was very
human
bad.
Animal but chimera.
Listen... I don't think that squid would attack us.
There's no fucking way.
Nah, you know. Oh. What the
fuck is that? Uh-oh. Is that on the fucking hull? Is that on the fucking hull? Are they out there?
Oh god, that's squid! Oh, Jad, no! Give me your phone. You too.
It's recording.
Oh, okay, whatever.
No.
Oh god, no!
The squid. I can feel their beaks chipping
no,
away.
No! It's squid! Oh god, no! These squid!
Jesus, they've breached the hull, and now they're traipsing. They're trudging and writhing down the hall towards the door.
We better.
Left ajar.
Oh Jesus, that's the sound of squid preparing one of their Wunderwaffen. Let's
fight back against them. Oh, Jesus, Chad, let's prepare to open fire. I hope that these squid don't make us worship a monotheistic, terrifying, eight-armed, possibly elephant 10 or 12-armed god. Let's open fire on these fucking squid!
Yeah, squid.
Oh, it Jesus, Chad! It really was a nice run! I say that we fucking go down fighting!
Oh, God, there's other squid here and they've come into me!
No! The squid!